Friends, everybody, this is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world, on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South, right here in Central Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. It's a rainy night here in Tennessee. We hope it's wonderful where you're at. Just get your Bible, get your pen and paper. We're going into an interesting discourse tonight on the word Abba, Father. Have you ever thought about what the word Abba means? Well, it's Aramaic term, if you will, and it's mentioned three times in the New Testament. The phrase Abba, Father, repeated each time, showing the closeness and intimacy that the Heavenly Father wants with every single child that he knew before the foundation of the world, where your name was on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. So we got a great message for you tonight. We want you to call a friend and a neighbor. First of all, we're going to announce that we're going to be in Murphy, North Carolina, the beautiful state of North Carolina, right in the heart region of the Great Smoky Mountains. We plan on being there starting on Saturday the 3rd. Now, we had it originally scheduled for Friday night, but we can't get the building until the 3rd. And so then we will start on the 3rd of October, and we're going to have 7 glorious days to fellowship there in the beautiful mountains of Smoky. And we're looking for a good time, a precious time. We're in troubled times, ladies and gentlemen. Our nation's in peril. And have you ever remembered as a child? I can remember the days when we were in the dark days of World War II. It was real eerie. We had air raid sirens that went over in a little town that I lived in Franklin, Ohio. And the air raid sirens would go off. Most of it was training, but we didn't know it was real. As children, it terrified us. And when our dad was away working, it seemed like that there was not that confidence in the family. Mom, she didn't know what to do. She waited for Dad to come to give the final authority. Should we go to the shelter, or should we stay here? But when Daddy came, in the Aramaic, that would be Daddy, Abba. The first time that the word Abba is found is in the Gospel of Mark. We find that God became manifest in a flesh body. He became, if you will, the substitute offering to remove the danger of all of our sins and all of our troubles that we had. And it was wonderful to know that we basically had passed from life unto death through the love of our Father. And no wonder that we cry, Abba, Father, in Mark 14, verse 34 and verse 36. Let me read a couple verses there for you. And he said unto them, his disciples, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, and he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. And take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He knew he had a short time. He knew that he was fixing to be the sinless offering. He knew that he was going to be offered up, and he knew that the devil, the enemy, was there to kill him. He wanted you to know that he would become, after he rose from the dead, your Savior. That we could trust in him alone. That he would save us. that we would receive his gift of eternal life, and the Holy Spirit would be sent to indwell in us. Now, the second time, as we lay a gestalt here for you on the word Abba, is Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 6, a couple of verses here I'll read. And when the fullness of the time was come, God, Yahweh, sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, Yahweh hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Perfect, perfect timing. Sent his Son, his own flesh body, if you will, a product of the Father, to become the Savior of the world. He would die for his family, and he would redeem us from Satan's slave market, where we had sold ourselves and become captive of Satan. We became his children, and his children cried, Abba, Father. We are all children of God by faith in the Messiah. The Holy Spirit brought salvation and meaning to cry into our heart. That when we get lonely, when we get depressed, when we get upset, when we get disappointed, when we meet failure, and it's for sure that we will. The Bible said a man is born of a woman is full of trouble in a short few days. Full of days of trouble is what the world promises you. But in the Messiah, it's promised, Abba Father. Now, Luke 15, verse 11, he said unto them, as he gave them a parable, a certain man had two sons. Now, you know who this certain man was. He was referring to Jacob. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Now, it was the younger one that went out. And he divided unto them his living, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and he took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent it all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Now, the son asked the father for his inheritance, and once he received it, he took it and wandered off into a far country. Now, we just finished up that Joseph, Ephraim, was the prodigal son, and that he was sent off to wander into a far country and to forget who he was. But in the days of the famine, and the Bible said there'd be a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but for hearing the word. We need someone to bring the Abba and Father relationship back to the people who have become wanderers. We become wasted in riotous living, eating, drinking, and banqueted. We live fair and sumptuously as we wandered from country to country until we found home, where the Father and his knowledge delivered the sons of Joseph, the royal birthright sons. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are, Israel is his firstborn. We have the distinct honor, although we have wasted all of our wealth. Man, I mean, we didn't waste it. We just had it stolen from us. Our inheritance, everything that was given to us in a promise, our country, this is what our inheritance was. He gave us our inheritance, and we come after it. We came over here and settled down, and then we left off the business operation, and the devil stepped in and became the money changer. In other words, we've allowed money changers to come into our world to set the agenda to bring about the predicted long famine, that we would again return in our heart to our Father and say, Abba, Father. Now, Luke 15 says he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Boy, is that typical Israel. I mean, not only have they rubbed it on their face by letting us have the right to work and to honor them, the money changers, to support them, to give them ivory towers, and to set them on high as though they were someone. And it's all because of our haughtiness. We have forgotten our Father, and we have begun to fill our belly with a husk that the swine ate, and no man gave unto him. We're the prodigal son that has wandered so far and sunk so low, and we are now in a compromising position to work for the pig farmers. And I look at that as the flesh peddlers of the money changers. Unfortunately, we are goyim. We are cattle. And we're desperate. Luke 15, 17. And when he came to himself, now I want to concentrate on Abba Father by you coming back to your right mind and coming to yourself. And when he had come to himself, he said, now this is Jacob. This is the younger son. This is Ephraim. Ephraim is fixing to come to himself, ladies and gentlemen. I am predicting that right now. That there is an awakening, a slow emerging a caterpillar from the cocoon, if you will. We went in as the caterpillar, but we're coming out as the butterfly. We're fixing to raise from a long lost stupor. We have forgotten our Father. We don't even know how to say his name. We have forgotten his name for Baal. That's the husk of the swine doctrine. We have been given the ears of swine doctrine to nibble on. And we've wasted our substance. And we've come to ourselves. Oh my, I just get a real powerful witness in my spirit that we are coming to ourselves. You know, when he began to think, well, here I am feeding the swine and having to eat the husk of the doctrine of the swine. I can remember something indistinctively that I'm a prince. I'm a king's child. I've got a father. I don't have a god. I've got a father. Abba. Daddy, where are you? And then he said, I will rise and I'll go back to my father's house. Well, the Bible said, in my father's house, there are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and I'll receive you. You see, when he sent the younger son, Ephraim, to the farthest west trek, and there Ephraim found the land of milk and honey. And through righteous living, he began to prosper. After our forefathers carved this beautiful country out, we begin to prosper, and then we begin to forget our Creator. We forgot from whence we were hewn. We forgot our covenant. We forgot our promises. But he said, I will arise and I'll go to my father's house, and I'll say unto him, Father, Abba, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned before thee and am no more worthy to become your son. But make me as one of your hired servants. Repentance. If my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and begin to fellowship me in the Spirit. You know what? Father is no longer there to protect him and to give him that safety and that refuge, which is so desperately needed now in our family units. It's been broken apart purposely by the New World Order and the devil and the tricks that he has and the international bankers who have destroyed the home network. They've destroyed our worship system. And now they're bringing the government in to become our God. You must bow down, Nebuchadnezzar said, and you must worship the image that I have created for you. I will give you a paper currency, and I will take your silver and your gold and your real value, and I will heap to myself treasures for the last days. You can go work in my pig farm. You can go have yourself an outing. Well, you're somebody, but you don't know who you are. You are a child of the King. He arose and said, I'll go to my Father and I will confess my sins before him. I will just ask him to let me be a servant in his kingdom. But the Father arose and held out his hands. And when the Father saw his Son, which was a far way off, he had compassion. And he ran, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. He took the first step away from the muck and the mire and the ignorance and the fear and the superstition that these religious bigots have girded us up in. We were altogether born in iniquity. We were raised to forget our Father, not to remember him. We were raised, we were told, well, you're not an eagle, you're a chicken, you're a barnyard chicken, or you're not a clean beast, you are a filthy swine. You deserve to be down here in the hog pen. You're not the eagle kind. You've been running with the chickens. You've been scratching in the barnyard, trying to scratch out a living with your hands, when your heart is separated and cold and indifferent, and it forgot how to say Abba. You need to return to the Father. Here, he literally had nothing left but his filthy rags. Rags covered with pig slop that he was living in. But even so, in our righteous, they may be as filthy rags, but in the sight of our Father, we need to realize that in his heart, that he is so delighted that he has a lost son returned. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a movement right now going across the world tonight for the people to call upon the name of Abba, the Father, Yahweh, the Eternal One, the Self-Existing One. And then here came the wonder of wonder. Our Father stooping down to lift up his Son into his arms. And he said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that is? That's the scarlet purple robe. That's the one that he was fitted in. That's the one that they gambled in. That was the birthright son, the robe of righteousness that they desired to strip him of his raiment. He's been through this. He knows what it's all about. Put a ring on my son's hand. He's the younger son. Remember, he's the younger son now. Remember, Jacob had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. It was Ephraim that had, in the long run, He's going to have the robe and the ring and the sandals and the fatted calf. And he said, let us eat and let us be merry. He didn't even say, clean up. You don't deserve it. Do something deserving. He took away those filthy rags off his son and he covered him with the best robe. And the instant he came home, the moment was waiting for the son to say, Abba, Father, this cup has passed and I have returned with my whole heart. The son was given the ring of sonship. That's the seal that the Holy Spirit dwells in the people of Yahweh. It is his guarantee that we have been adopted and cannot be annulled with a covenant of separation. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out from him, but it's for eternally sure in a covenant that we're going to return and say, Abba, Father. We're going to leave the hog pens of this false doctrine. We're going to put on the gospel shoes of salvation and the robe of righteousness and the ring of authority, and we're going to proclaim in the days of the famine, in the days of the failing, to hear the true word. You're going to see people raised up. You're going to see a community of sonship crying, Abba, the Father. We're no longer going to be the prodigal son. We're no longer going to be those who are wasting the substance. Listen, the doctrine of forgetfulness. We have forgotten how to speak or talk baby talk. I don't care, you know, any of your children, if you raise them as a dad or a mom, they're still your precious children. You remember them as the firstborn from your body. Or you remember him as a special child. This is the way the father remembered Ephraim when he separated and was sent into a far country. Listen to what Yahweh said in Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. As we began to eat the swine's doctrine of the heathen that we wanted to be like. That's why we were sent out. O you priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, this is Malachi 2, verses 1 and 2. If you will not lay at heart to give honor unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I've cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I am Yahweh. That is my name, my honor. I will not give to another, neither will I give my praise to graven images. Psalm 68:4. Sing unto Yahweh, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Yahweh. It's the only name he's got. It's the only name he ever had. And the Christians have been deceived and lied to in the New Testament by calling upon a foreign Baal god that smacks of Zeus. They were very skilled and gifted in the art of deception. Oh, praise his name. Praise him by his name, Yah. And everybody said, Hallelujah. You know why Hallelujah is still in the swine husk doctrine, churches of Baal? They couldn't remove it. They didn't know how to get that name out. It's an exaltation. Just like our song said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us worship him. Listen to that. Worship you, Yahweh. We worship you and we praise you and we crown you with the beauty of the Abba, Father, upon your head. We are your sons. Isaiah 42:8. I am Yahweh, that is my name and my glory. I will not give my praise over to these husks of the swine. Amen. Amos chapter 5, verse 8. Listen. Seek him that makes the seven stars of Orion and turns the shadow of death into the morning and makes the day dark with night and calls for the waters of the sea and poured them out upon the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Everywhere you see Lord in capital letters in your Bible, I'm going to tell you, folks, we come over here and they handed us a set of instructions that were completely wrong. And we tried to figure this puzzle out. We scratched our head. We sat in these Baal boxes, bowing our knee to Baal. We worshiped Baal, and we forgot our Father. But now, there's something stirring in the eagle's nest. The young ones are rising up to say, Abba, Father, give me my ring, give me my robe, give me my shoes, give me my crown. I am going to reign with my Father, Abba. My daddy's coming in the heavens, and he's going to protect me. He's going to deliver me. He's going to reign. And all of the enemy shall fear and shall weep and gnash their teeth and pray for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them and hide them. The day's coming. Babylon is ready to fall, ladies and gentlemen. She's wounded. It's time to say, Abba, Father, in Psalms 9 and 10, and that they may know your name. Folks, we didn't have a chance. By the way of the lying translators, they lied and they took out our marvelous name of our Creator, Father, Abba, Yahweh. You know what Abba Kadabra means? Abba is Father. Open. Father, open your arms wide and receive your prodigal sons. Receive your prodigal daughters. We are returning to you now with our whole heart. We're crying upon you. We're praising you in Psalms 8 and 9. O Yahweh, our Abba. Or, O Yahweh, our Daddy. Or, O Yahweh, our Father. How excellent is your name in the earth. And did you know that we are called by his name? And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:10, they shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, and they'll be afraid of you. Oh, they don't want any Yahweh people to come to their festivals. They'll tell you real quick, if you're coming in that old name of Yahweh, you just stay away. You know why? They can't say hallelujah in good conscience as long as a man of Yahweh is in the house with his Bible and is able to bring forth the hidden things and to reveal where the lying ministers have caused us to forget his name for Baal, as it's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 25 and 26. They have forgotten my name for B-A-A-L or L-O-R-D. And all these preachers, oh, and the Lord loves you, honey. Oh, and the Lord said he loved you. Oh, the Lord. How many lords have we got on the earth? There's many lords. But don't you think it's time that you performed a little baby talk? That you could call your Father, Abba. Abba, Father, open. Sesame, open unto me, Father. Receive me back. Where is my robe? Where is my crown? Where is my ring? Where is my shoes? I have been asleep in Babylon. I've been reading false doctrine. I've been believing false doctrine. I have heard the lying scribes and the false prophets hide your name long enough. I want to hear my daddy's name. I want to call on him while he's near. I want to seek him while he can be found, for the day's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And you won't be able to. Psalms 29, verse 2, listen, give unto Yahweh the honor due to his name. A Are you worshiping Yahweh? Are you calling on Lord? Are you calling on God? Are you calling on Jehovah? You poor, blind, wretched swine, husk-eating, unclean, unthankful and unholy, deceived and blind and wretched. Revelations 2 and 12, and to the angel of the assembly of Pergamos write, these things saith he, which have a sharp sword of the two edges. I know your works, and I know where you dwell. I know where Satan's seat is, and you that hold fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. You see, ladies and gentlemen, not one drop of blood will be shed in vain. All of the righteous blood from Abel down to the Messiah and down to the present age, as it's recorded in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, to him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the house of Abba. Oh my. To him that overcomes I will make a pillar in the house of my Abba. Remember, he gave the younger son that had wasted his substance. It's all programmed, ladies and gentlemen. It's the way it should have been. Yahweh's given sleep unto the house of Joseph until the time has come when the sons of Joseph and the daughters will bring their tambourines and their songs of praise and their gospel, rightly divided, interpreted through the almighty living word of Yahweh. I know that I will make you a pillar in the house of Abba, and you shall go no more out, and I will write upon you the name of my Abba, and the name of the city of my Abba, which is New Jerusalem. Everybody's wanting to go to that old one. Here's the name. You better get it right and wrote in your forehead according to Revelations 14 and 1. And they shall see his name in their forehead. Do you have that knowledge? Have you come back as the lost prodigal son from the husk and the doctrine of the swine? When you're eating and drinking with pagan gods, they have taught you to say Lord and to say God, and you have forgotten my name for Baal? Abba, Father. Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh, you're greatly to be praised. Oh, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Worship Yahweh. Everything that hath breath, let him worship Yahweh. For, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh, Abba, is seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's go to Micah, chapter 4, verse 5. For all people will walk every one in the earth in the name of their God. Listen to this now. For all people walk, everyone in the name of his God. But we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Abba, forever. There's a difference. For those who have a father, we don't have a God, we got a father. Our father don't know any other gods. There is no gods beside him. He's alone and by himself. Zephaniah chapter 3. Therefore wait upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, and I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even now my fierce anger. For all of the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will turn to my people a pure language, and they shall call upon the name of Yahweh, and they will serve me with one consent. And in that day, according to Zechariah 14:9, there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one. John 12, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the house of my Abba, a revelation. He shall no more go in and out, but I will write up in the name of Abba, the name of the city, which is New Jerusalem that cometh down from heaven, from Abba. And I will write upon him my new name. What is that new name, ladies and gentlemen? It's not a new name. It's the oldest name in the universe, and it was declared from the book one. But it was new to you because you've been trained by the disciples of the swine. As they come in to change and to alter and to take from and to deny, who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and honor your name? For you only are Kadesh, or holy, or set apart. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. This is Satan the swine. And power was given unto him to continue for 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got an enemy. When you do good, evil's always present. I had a sister from Missouri talking to me this evening, and she said, oh my, she said, we're not going to be liked. She said, I can see that if we believe this, we're not going to be accepted in the local church. Abba, Father. What if the whole world hates you and Yahweh loves you? What would you give in exchange? What if you loved the world and you hated Yahweh? What would you give in exchange? Revelations 11, 18. And the nations were angry that your wrath has come, and at the time of the dead that you should judge them, and you should give reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the saints, to them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth, and Yahweh, which has opened the heavens, and we have seen in his house the ark of his covenant. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and a great hail, and a large amount of prodigal sons saying, Abba, Father. Revelations 22:3-4. And there shall be no more curse. You see, this curse is blindness. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been disabled purposely by our Father. We were sent as sons of Jacob, the firstborn, into the heathen world to act as heathen, to eat with the swine, and to act like the heathen, because we desired to be like them, and we forgot his name for Baal, Lord, or God, and we were trained well in the synagogues of the doctrine of the husk of the swine. It's swine food, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been raised on. But it's time that we return back to the Father. Nehemiah 1, verse 8 and 9. Remember, beseech you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn to me and keep my commandments and do them, though that you were cast out into the uttermost part of the heaven, yet I will gather thee from hence, and I will bring you back into this beautiful place that I have chosen to set my name there. Oh, my. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 89. There it is. Though you've been scattered abroad for your disobedience, if you will turn to me in that day, and you'll say, come and go with me to my Father's house. Let us leave the swine. Let us go back and call upon Abba. Let our daddy deal with these heathen. Let's return back to the old path. Let's see and ask for him. Let's search him and find him. while we can. John chapter 5:43. I am come in my Father's name. I am come in Abba. I am come in the name of Abba. Abba Father. But you will not receive me. But if another comes in his own name, him you will receive. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to be like the heathen. We wanted many gods. We wanted to act like the heathen, and we wanted to eat and drink and be merry like them. We wanted to keep the pagan holidays that they kept. We wanted to eat and drink with them. They looked like they were having a lot of fun. And we put our hand to the tar baby and forgot our Abba. And when we seeked sought to get loose, when we lifted up our head, when we're under the burdens of the heathen, when they cast their gods into our lap and made us worship, and when we had to eat with the swine, we forgot our Father. But in the last days, he said, if you will return from me, if you will return to me, Nehemiah 1 and 8, and verse 9, though you've been scattered abroad among the nations and the heathen, if you will keep my commandments and do them, though that you are cast out of the uttermost part of the heaven, yet I will gather you from hence and bring you into this place where I have chosen to set my name apart. The set apart ones will cry, Abba, Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, 9, and 10, and 11. But unto himself, the Son, he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the death, even to death of the stake. Whereupon Yahweh exalted him highly, and gave him a name which is above every name, Abba Father. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous running into it, and every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Messiah is sovereign ruler to the honor of Yahweh, Abba, our Father. John 12:28. Father, honor your name. And then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both honored it and will honor it again. And in John, in chapter 17, verse 6, I have manifested your name to the men that you gave me out of the world. They don't know your name, Abba Father. They're not from you. They're heathen. They call on gods. They have lords. They have these sweet Jesuses in swing low, sweet chariot. They do signs and miracles and wonders, even so much that it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. But when the Father puts Abba back in your heart, and you want to come back to your Father to receive the blessing and to receive the confidence and receive the safety of being in His house, where He can protect you and He can whip the enemy for your sake. John 17:26. I have declared unto them your name, and I will declare it, that the love wherein you have loved me will be in them, and I in them, Abba, Father. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, every man will walk in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh, Abba, forever. Any time that you took that necessary step for repentance and turned to the Father and to call upon the true name to get out of the husk, get out of the garden of deception, eating the swine's food as they have changed Lord and God into the powerful deities and done away with Abba, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Revelation 16, verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of Yahweh that had power over the plagues, and they repented not to give him honor. It's time that the blind people that have gathered with the heathen, that have eaten the husk of the doctrine of Satan, that we vomit up all this false doctrine, this filth of pagan names, Jesus, Jesus. Get rid of that. Take the names of Baal out of your mouth and repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh my. We've had such a wonderful time this week. Yesterday was such a dear blessing, as I was honored to be blessed as we gathered to conduct some business for the Father. And oh, what blessings that was bestowed upon us, as all of our dreams and aspirations, as we want to gather together as a people in the name of Yahweh to say, Abba, Father, to worship you according to the worship of the old path, to build old-fashioned altar, and to come together as a people, to sleep out in the tents at night under the tabernacle stars, and to walk around the old campfires with our guitars and our tambourines, with the high praises of Abba in our mouth. Ain't it wonderful that we got the privilege to know him even in this sick, sick sin, sick world? The husk has made us sick. We are not pigs. We're not swine. We're sons of Yahweh from the holy, royal covenant seed. And we've got a father. We don't have a God. We've got Abba. We don't have a Lord. We got Yahweh. We don't have Jesus. We got Yahweh. And Yahweh is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it. And they're safe. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. I have declared unto them your name. And I will declare that the love that was in me will be in them. And by this shall all the world know that they are my disciples, if they love one another. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Oh my, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, it's the greatest name in the universe. It is a name that is above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Yahweh is the righteous one, that Yahweh is a strong tower, and that the righteous will indeed run into it, and they'll be safe. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I'm so glad to be with you in Abba series. We're going to continue the Abba series for you and tell you that you have a father. You don't have a God. Do not even let the Baal words of God and Lord come into your mouth. Wash your mouth with the joy of salvation and insert hallelujah. Raise up your children. Have them to repent and to be baptized and worship on an old-fashioned altar gathered around the sacred circle like your forefathers did. Don't learn the ways of the heathen and their customs. Don't cut down a Christmas tree and bring it in and deck it and keep the traditions of the world as they sing, holy, 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 Lord God. And while you say, Abba, Father, I worship you in the beauty of holiness, I will have no other God before me. Oh, hallelujah. What it means to know that. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so. You just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip being 37824. You can call me tonight. I'm live here on a Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, on September the 16th, moving right along. We'll be in festival, as I said, on the 3rd of beginning in Murphy, North Carolina, call Pastor Buddy for directions, and we will be glad to give them to you. If you need directions to come to the festival, just get in touch with Pastor Buddy, and I will be glad to give you directions on how to get to the holy hill of Yahweh. Or you can come in saying, Abba, Father. Or you can say, I passed from death to life because I love the fellowship. And even so much as you see the day approaching that we need to huddle together like sheep for protection, and we need to call upon our Father for comfort. And he said, I'll send the comfort to you in my name. And you shall call upon my name, and I will deliver you, and your enemy shall hate you for my name's sake. It's that simple. These are the choices you got to make. Do you love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Serve him. Stand up for him. Praise Yahweh. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, you can go to our website. Brother Bob has got our website really, really updated, and he keeps it neat and tidy and direct to the point. It's simple to navigate if you have any trouble. You can just email us here at buddy1@centurytale.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. And I'll pass the information on to our webmaster, Brother Bob. And if there's anything that you're having trouble navigating, any article that you can't download or print, any message that won't play, Bob would be more than happy to remedy that and fix it for you. And or that you could know that Yahweh loves you with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here tonight. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And Brother Paul for StemTech, 1-800-253-2748. These are my sponsors. And I'd like to thank you for all your cards and letters that I've received this week and this month. It's been a blessing to me. I was telling one of the brothers that sent me a special care package yesterday and got it and opened it last night. And there it was, something that really thrilled my heart and made me feel so wonderful and so good. And I just wanted to say, Abba, Father. That's when I felt my heart. It struck me in my heart that we got a Father. We don't have a God. And it's so wonderful. I love you. Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you is my prayer. And I'll see you Friday night at 9:30. And then I'll see you on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Let me give you our schedule. You write it down. Let me slowly give it to you so you can write. I've got a couple minutes here. That's Monday night for the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Live around the world. We do all our programs live. That's Monday night at 9 o'clock. That's Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. That's Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. That's the night. Friday night at 9:30. Saturday at 8. All of these are Eastern Standard Time. I'm sponsored on Saturday night and Tuesday night by Brother Mark out of Mississippi. I'm sponsored by the rest of the time by Brother Gary, Dr. Gary. I call him Dr. G. And he is a wonderful man of knowledge. If you get an opportunity to talk about him on any of the situations of the world or on the Bible, he's been experienced for years and years and years. And taught in this doctrine. He knows the ways of the King. He knows who Abba is. And we are so glad to have him as a brother. That's 1-877-289-7439. And Brother Paul for StemTech, 1-800-253-2748. And Brother Mark remains anonymous. He lives in Mississippi, somewhere down in the great state of Mississippi. He doesn't care to have the recognition. He just wants the gospel be preached and the message to go out that you could come crying in your heart with true repentance in the last days to get your robe and your crown and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30. Yahweh bless you. Keep you. He's got your robe, your ring, and your crown size laid up for you. Why don't you come back and come to your Father's house and say, Abba, Father, hallelujah. just worship him, folks. Worship your Heavenly Father. Abba. He's wonderful and joy unspeakable and is full of glory. What blessings. All of you that know Yahweh and you know what his name is, how thankful you ought to be tonight that you've been delivered from the bondage of the hog pens of life, where you worship with the swine and you ate the husk of false doctrine. There's a ring for your finger, new sandals for your feet. Because you shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
Thank you.